Hey, it's Mark Slaughter, and you're listening to Podcast Rock City.
Joe here for Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
What's up, Kiss Army?
And Mr. Sonny Hollywood Booney.
Damn, that was pretty good.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's one of the best ones I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
I think he's doing Kiss backup tracks.
That's where they're getting them from.
Yes. Yeah, they call me up and they're like, "Hey, man, you know, I was made for loving you. We got to fix the do 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 do," and I do it. It's no problem because I love Paul. Got your back, man.
That's right.
Okay, so now that nobody believes that story, welcome to Podcast Rock City. We are an all Kiss podcast. We love you for listening. We thank you for listening. As many of you that listen every week, it's like it's amazing to us. And we're going to talk about our favorite band. But before we do that, we got a lot of stuff happening. I want to make sure that I point out something that I forgot last week. One is that our email, you can send any emails to us you want, podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. So podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Send us your emails. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about. You guys have been awesome, man. You've sent me video, audio, letters, pictures of when you met the band. It's so great. I totally appreciate it. And we appreciate it. Also, every Wednesday night on KGFRocks.com is the live show. Make sure you tune in. It starts at 8:30 at night Eastern Time. I got that right. And then Jody used to do it. It's Brent, it's Sonny, and who else is on the show now?
Sometimes Peter, sometimes D-Rock. We switch it up a little bit.
All right, and that makes it fun. Kiss Talk, Kiss Tunes. All right, so now that we got that out of the way, we have to get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
All right, man. There's so much happening right now that's Kiss-related, and I want to make sure that the first thing that we talk about is something that Sonny and I will be at this weekend, and it is the Indie Kiss Expo, May 11th and May the 12th. Are you getting excited, Mr. Pooney?
Yeah, there's something going on Friday night, right?
Okay, there is something going on Friday night, but I'm not sure. I think you have to be a VIP for that.
Yeah, I have a platinum ticket.
I don't have one of those. Maybe I can still get myself in with the platinum ticket. So, do you know what's going on Friday?
I don't have a clue.
Oh, so this is exciting.
Yeah, I don't have a clue. I'm going in Thursday night. I got a work thing Friday morning, and going to get to the hotel probably about 2 o'clock.
Okay, I'm driving up, so I will leave here about 8 in the morning, and then hopefully I'll get there by like 5. But I'll call you like we did the last time. Then we go to the zoo.
PRC at the ZOO.
Oh, we can't do it again if we don't have everybody there. Yeah. Okay, so if you guys are coming to the Indie Expo, man, Tommy Thayer, Bruce Kulick, John Corabi, Lita Ford, Mark Slaughter, Bisto Blanco, James DeBello, Jean Beauvoir. Look how – did I say that right?
I think so.
Okay, Hirsch Gardner, Bill Starkey, Britt Lightning, The Talisman, and Stuart Sager.
Joe Polo, Sonny Pooney,
Doom Street,
Podcast Rock City.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be there, and we're going to have something set up so you guys can come and hang out with us. I'm very excited. Anytime, I mean, truthfully, the expo is awesome, but anytime I get to see any of my friends that are from the show, that makes it even more awesome. So come and see us. We'll have a big banner set up. Come and say hello. I'm sure Sonny's ready with a Sweet 16 here or there. We'll do some recording. It'll be a lot of fun. So that's coming up this weekend, and you could go to kissarmywarehouse.com and order your tickets. It's like, damn, now do I need to buy a platinum ticket?
And we're going to play some darts and maybe actually play darts without killing the bartender, because Amber was like firing off at the bartender a couple of times.
It's so true.
It's so true. Like pool sharked me.
Yeah, it was funny. Don't play any games don't play games with Sonny. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just like, I guarantee.
He's a competitive guy.
He is. And I will guarantee that if you were to be like, all right, I got a game that I could beat you in, Tiddlywinks, and he will kick your fucking ass in Tiddlywinks.
I don't really know how to play darts, dice, or pool, but if you want to play for money, I'm in.
And then, yeah, see, there you go. Okay, so kissarmywarehouse.com, they have, I mean, that's a place you can always go and purchase Kiss merch and stuff like that. They have Paul merch, Bruce merch. Also, don't forget kissasylum.com. They have some awesome stuff there as well. I always want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to go there. They're very supportive of Podcast Rock City, and I'm hoping that we're going to run into Peter at the expo so we could take him out to dinner. Let's see. So that's going on there. KissArmyWarehouse.com. Go there. Buy your ticket right now. Okay, so Kiss played Mexico City. Did you guys see the video of this?
I saw Rock and Roll Night with like 80,000 people.
I was going to say, did they say 80,000? Because it looked like a lot of people.
It is 80,000.
Yeah. Wow.
So 80.
It looked like that old like Argentina.
And it's a festival, though. We have to make sure people understand that, because, you know, I think it's only fair to say Kiss drew a lot of people, but, you know, they had help.
Right.
You know.
But still. Everyone seemed to be digging it.
They're all still there. You know, it's like, I'm not leaving before I see Kiss. And it was really awesome. I've watched as much of the video as I can. Some people were, like, complaining because they were like, look, the stage is different. But it's like, it's a festival, yo. They can't use everything they normally do. So, right. But 80,000, if you go on kissonline.com, there is a video of them doing Rock and Roll All Night and the crowd singing. I did watch some video of the first song, Detroit Rock City, and I when I'm on the boat and they're doing the solo for that, and the fans from overseas are singing the solo, sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't. But the video I watched today, the guy was so far out of key, I was like, oh my god, I would like to reach through there and just tell him to stop, please. And like, I was like, stop, please.
Yeah, if you're going to sing it, get the notes right.
Hit the notes. Okay, one more thing before I turn the microphone.
Or get a backup track.
Yeah, oh yeah, exactly. One more thing before I turn the microphone over to you guys so you can tell me if you got any news. On paulstanley.com, there's a really good interview with him from GMA. It's the Strahan and Sarah show, although I don't see Michael Strahan. I see that. I think it's that Lance Bass guy. Yeah, I think that's who it is. It says Lance, so it looks like Lance Bass. But anyway, and there's a pretty good interview in there, man. He talks about his dad a bit, and his dad. Apparently, his dad's nickname for him is Babe Ruth of rock and roll. I was like, well, that's pretty cool. And then, so that's pretty. That's pretty cool. If you go to paulstanley.com, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see Paul right there in this big interview. And he tells a funny story about a job he had when he was a kid on the corner of 42nd Street, and the whole crowd was like, what? He's like, not that. You know? But, yeah, so that's some cool stuff to check out. Did you guys see anything different? Anything else?
No, but I missed Ace last night, which kind of fucking sucks.
I heard
he was really good too, and he's not coming anywhere near me.
Yeah, and
I'm sure it was good. I mean, it's Ace, dude.
Yeah, and apparently band, he was really good. Apparently he was good in Nashville too, and Sinzak, you know, said that Ace rules, and but he's not coming to Atlanta either. So,
How about the Dan Rather interview? Did you guys watch that?
I did watch the Dan Rather. It cost me $1.99 or $2.99 or whatever to see it because I don't have the access. But I wanted it anyway. It's like those one-off things, you know. I get them. So I watched it, and I enjoyed it, but it didn't feel like anything new.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought the two parts that were kind of interesting, one is the whole, you know, is Peter and Ace going to join? And he said never say never, which, okay. But this interview was done before the tour started.
It's been a while.
But the whole Gene Simmons part about being a partner and, you know, he's upset me at times, but that's when I've expected too much, blah, blah. Like, he felt very uncomfortable answering some of those questions.
Yeah, it seemed that way. And
but I mean, it's all in the first book, you know?
Yeah, it is. It is just weird that he would be uncomfortable saying it, because you figure he said it 5,000 times, you know?
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very interesting. I'm not a big Dan Rather fan. He doesn't really do it for me. But, just put a real Kiss fan in front of these guys and let them ask questions. I'm so sick and tired.
You know what happens when that happens. You get the same fucking questions, man.
Well, I get that, but
you got to get like someone like you to do it, you know, that actually knows the questions that people like us would like to hear the answer to, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I mean,
did you guys get the book yet?
I have not purchased the book. However, what I'm hoping for is that there's going to be signed copies for sale at the expo this weekend. Maybe Keith LaRue got a few extras and brought them, you know?
Yeah, I downloaded it as an audiobook, and it's a four-hour read, so I'm gonna listen to it on the way to Indy in the car.
That's probably what I'll do as well. That's a good idea.
Doing the audiobook. Is Paul reading it again?
No.
No, he's not reading it.
Oh, bummer, dude.
Bummer. Huge bummer.
That sucks.
Yeah, now here's the thing.
Who's doing it? Just like a regular person?
Yes, I have no idea who the dude is. And I have to tell you, because you can go on iTunes and check it out. And look, it's not going to be a big deal. It's just if I listen to anybody telling me a story about their life, if it's not them, it doesn't feel genuine.
Yeah, exactly. Because the first Paul Stanley book, the audio book, is just like he's just telling you everything. I love it so much. I like that better than a hard copy.
Yeah, I have a great idea. You know, it would be fun, though, if Jody read it. If Jody read the Paul Stanley book, and then
fall asleep in like 10 minutes.
I could listen back to that. You know, Jody, I think it's a good idea. So
we could make like a marathon episode, and we'll each read a paragraph here or there. make our own audio PRC audio book.
And of course, though, we'll have an episode coming up on the book. Of course, we will. But
yeah,
it'll be just a little bit because we got a lot going on. Okay, so I guess that's it for the news. Yeah. So, all right. So last week we're sitting around. We go, hey, we got to have some fun before we go to Indianapolis. And then Sonny says, yo. He literally said that. And then he said, what we really need to do is have another Family Feud episode. And of course, we were, of course, saying yes because we love doing them. And you guys apparently love listening to them. So, Sonny, you really went to town with this episode, so tell everybody what you did.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Yes!
Yeah, so I had, after Jody came up with the idea, I remember after the last episode we did, I was just kind of writing down Family Feud questions maybe for a future episode. So I came up with like 35 of them. And I'm like, okay, well, if we ever want to do it again, what I'll do is I'll just throw out a survey out there, see if anybody wants to do it. And if all 35 questions get answered, we'll probably have enough for two or three episodes from that 35 questions.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
54 people answered the survey.
Whoa.
Awesome.
How many questions?
35.
Whoa.
Cool.
Unbelievable.
You guys are the best.
Yeah. So so I kind of took all those questions and I literally watched a couple of episodes of Family Feud because I haven't seen it in a while. And I wanted to make sure I got the format right. So I think we're going to have some fun.
So you're going to be Dawson. Who are you making out with tonight?
Calico Cooper, since I'm going to see her soon.
There you go.
That's awesome. look how you're like Richard Dawson is your Family Feud guy, not freaking Steve Harvey.
Nah, Sonny's a Dawson all day.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Because I was a Hogan's Heroes fan, you know. So
who was it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's one of the best shows ever.
I read somewhere that Dawson would just like get pretty drunk and go out there and be kissing all over everybody. That's why he was so amorous. You know what I mean? Because he was kind of tipsy. That's great.
And that's what made the show good.
Yeah.
All right.
You would never do that today, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell no.
No, it's true. You can't. So how are we going to do this? You're going to tell us. You just obviously.
So he's Dawson. He's going to. How do we determine who goes first?
I got that all figured out.
Oh, shit.
So everything's all figured out, and we have a fast money round at the end, too. So we got it all figured out. It's going to be fun.
That's
going to
be great.
Okay, let's hit it.
All right. Welcome to the PRC Family Feud. I'm your man, Hollywood. And like always, we got a good one for you today. Out of Atlanta, Georgia, we have the Polo family.
Hello.
Wow, that's all the enthusiasm. Whatever.
Hello.
And straight from St. Louis, Missouri, we have the Have Not family.
Hey, big money, no whammies. Let's go.
Big money, no whammies.
Oh, wrong game. My bad.
All right, so here we go. We are going to play to 300 points. For our first topic, since we got no buzzers, we're going to go with Jody first. We surveyed an amazing 54 people. We got the top 8 answers on the board. Here's a question. What is the best 80s Kiss song?
Oh,
Jody.
Damn.
People would say Tears Are Falling.
Ding. That was the number 2 answer. So since Jody gave the number 2 answer, Joe, if you can come up with the number 1 answer, you steal.
The 80s. I'm going to go Crazy, Crazy Nights.
That would be a... All right.
Damn.
So, Jody, play or pass?
I'll play it.
All right. So, you're going to get 3 strikes. The question was, what is the best 80s Kiss song?
Let me ask you real quick. Are you... You're basically polling people that are already like Kiss fans like us, right?
Yeah. When you hear the names, when we say them at the end, it's going to be everybody you know.
Okay. All right. So, the real Kiss fans know a little deeper than Tears Are Falling. And I think maybe I would say King of the Mountains on that list.
Strike number 1.
For real? Okay.
For real.
Ooh, okay. Let my family huddle in itself real quick.
Not supposed to do that yet, but okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's on the final one, right? Okay. I haven't watched Family Feud in a while. Okay, so what about Unholy?
That's also a 90s song. Remember, we're at 80s.
Oh, damn.
That's 2 strikes. Now you got to be careful. If you get this one wrong, Joe gets to steal the points.
And there's 7 left. Lick It Up.
Lick It Up is a ding. That was our 3rd highest with 10 points.
So I keep going?
You keep going.
Heaven's on Fire.
Ding. That was number 6 with 7.
Who Wants to Be Lonely?
Ding. That was number 8 with 4.
Damn, that was going to be my steal.
How many are left?
4.
Damn, and I got 1 strike to go. Million to One. Lampoon-y classic.
Ding! That was number 4 with 9 people.
Wow. Okay. Has number 1 been unveiled?
Nope.
Crazy, Crazy Nights.
That would be a and remember, Joe already said that one. You gotta pay attention, buddy.
I'm over here trying to think too hard.
All right. Okay. So, Joe, here's your chance to steal. What is the best 80s Kiss song? If you get it right, you get the points. Otherwise, Jody gets the points.
I'm going to go with... All Night.
All right, Jody gets the points. That was 41 points total you made there.
Awesome.
The ones we missed. Number 7 was I Love It Loud.
Creatures of the Night.
Number 5 was Forever. And number 1 was Creatures of the Night.
Damn, I can't believe I didn't even think of that one.
Neither did I.
I was kind of thinking in my head just like Kiss without makeup, and I wasn't really thinking about Creatures or The Elder, or, you know, even Unmasked.
Okay. All right, so Joe's turn. Here we go. We got top 8 answers on the board. Here's a question. What is the worst Kiss song ever? All eras.
Oh, man. Just a Boy.
Ding. That was number 2. So, Jody, since you got the number 2 answer, if you can get the number 1 answer,
you get finally found my way.
That was number 3.
Damn.
So, Joe, it is your board, pass or play.
I am going to pass.
He's going to pass. All right, Jody. This one's on you. There's 6 answers left. Okay. 6. And you got 3 strikes.
Okay. You got to remember, too, to be like sometimes you're going to be, let me see, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Dawson.
Dawson. Okay, so
I think that if you asked a bunch of Kiss fans, one of the ones that would come up is Beth.
Let me see Beth. Strike 1.
Damn, dude.
Okay.
I did not make the top 8.
Just a Boy.
He already said that one.
Jesus.
I'm
going to
give you that one. You got to pay attention. I'm not going to give you a strike for that
one. It's been
a
long day, boys. I did a Cinco de Mayo block party all afternoon.
I figured that's what you were doing when you said you were working.
Oh, my God, dude. These people were inebriated on tequila. It was insane. Anyways, where are we at? I said Just a Boy, but it had been said, so I'm going to go with worst Kiss song ever, Read My Body.
Let me see Read My Body. Ding. That was number 6.
Nice. About When Your Walls Come Down. It's got the worst lyrics probably of any Kiss tune.
Let me see When Your Walls Come Down. Strike number 2. Got to be careful here. Joe gets to steal.
How many are left?
5.
Oh, jeez. Worst Kiss song ever. There's so many good ones. I can't think of any bad ones. Childhood's End.
Let me see Childhood End. That is strike number 3. All right, Joe, you got a chance to steal here. What is the worst Kiss song ever?
Okay, can I ask a question first?
Because I thought you were going to say, can I buy a vowel? I'm like, dude, wrong game.
No, now, listen here, Bob. I've got it under control.
Phone a friend and shit.
We're all good here, Bob. We know what we're doing. My question is are there solo albums involved in this as well or no?
No.
No. Just Son of a Gun. Okay. Gonna say Murder in High Heels.
Let me see Murder in High Heels.
God,
you guess those points. You got 27 points.
Nice.
All right,
this is awesome.
So number 8 was Let's Put the X in Sex.
Oh, son of a.
Number 7 was Bang Bang You.
Yeah, that makes sense.
People are screaming at their radios.
Number 5 was Great Expectations.
Oh, jeez. People are crazy. That song's awesome.
Number 4 was Nothing Can Keep Me From You.
Makes
that
perfect sense.
That
would have
been a hard one. Number 1 was Boomerang.
Boomerang's not that bad.
It was in the survey.
Just a Boy's way worse.
Yeah, I don't know how that didn't make it in there. I actually love that song. I'm trying to think as other people.
All right, so far, Joe's at zero. Jody is at 68 points. We got to somehow get to 300. So the next one is for Jody, and point values are doubled.
Okay.
The question is, name a current musician that could play Gene Simmons in Kiss 2.0.
A current musician that would play Gene Simmons. Philly Shouse.
Philly Shouse. Not on the list. Joe, you got a chance to steal.
Nikki Sixx.
Nikki Sixx. Ding. Number four on the list. Joe, it's all yours. Do you want to pass or play?
Damn, man. This is a tough one. I'm going to have to pass.
All right. Jody, you got all the airtime today, buddy.
Oh, golly. I don't really know of any, but let's say... Shit, man, I can't even think of any bass players.
Hey, make sure the timer's working, man, because...
Right. Tom Araya.
Let me see Tom Araya. That's strike number one. And I'm going to say only three out of the five are actually bass players.
Oh. Well, that complicates matters even further. That's how about right. Jason Newsted?
Let me see Jason Newsted. Strike number two.
Mick Mars. I don't know, dude.
Let me see Mick Mars. Hunched over. That's the third strike. Joe, you got a chance to steal. Name a current musician that could play Gene Simmons in Kiss 2.0.
Okay, so if this guy is not on the list, I'm going to be pissed off because... Okay, Blackie Lawless.
Let me see Blackie Lawless.
What the...
That's actually a good idea.
Yes!
Jody got 14 points on this one. All right.
Just racking up points for nothing.
What the hell?
Number six was Chuck Garrick.
Okay.
Do we know who that is?
No! I don't. Of course not.
Bisto Blanco.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He was a bass player for Alice Cooper.
Okay.
Number five was no one.
No one? Damn.
That's a good answer.
Number three was Zach Throne.
Yeah, he could definitely do it.
Yep. Number two was Spiro.
Oh, I didn't know he was a musician.
I didn't either. I just thought he was...
Isn't he in a tribute band?
I'm not sure, but it's okay.
I just knew that I knew that he looked like him and was rude to a friend of mine, so... Yeah. So, no.
And number one, I have no idea if he plays bass, was Nick Simmons.
Oh, yeah. Damn, Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, but the question is current musicians, you know what I mean? Like, we don't even know if the dude plays. I guess he does if the people answered him, you know?
That's right. Yeah.
Damn it to hell. I thought I was so excited. I was sitting on Blackie Lawless's name for three strikes, and then I'm losing bad.
All right, Joe, you're up.
Okay.
A top six answers are on the board. The question is, one word that describes Paul Stanley.
Awesome.
We will take awesome as the number two answer. We would also took leader, legend, and untouchable.
Okay.
So, Jody, that means there's a number one answer, if you want to steal it.
Driven.
Driven. Okay, we're going to take that as the number five answer. We would already also took dedicated, disciplined, and successful in the same answer. So, Joe, it is your board, pass or play.
How many answers are on the board?
One, two, three, four more.
Four more. Okay, I'm going to play.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so this is a mixture of men and women?
Yes.
Son of a bitch. Sexy.
Sexy. Okay, we will take that as passionate, and that was the number four answer.
That's a fucking stretch, but Joe needs the points.
No, I don't want cheating. I never win anyway.
There's no cheating. Got three more answers left, Joe. One word that describes Paul Stanley.
Okay, so
ooh, I got the number one. It just popped in my head, Joe. So you better think of it first.
Talented.
I can't take talented, so we're going to call that strike number one. Son of a God. That's too far of a stretch.
What? Oh, you mean from the answers.
That's right.
We almost got in a fight.
No, I'm like, I didn't mean it that way. Oh, I understand it sounded that way, but I didn't mean it.
That's a stretch. What? How about... See, now I'm trying to remember all the ones that you compiled together because they had the same amount of... Right, you took like leader and blah, blah,
legend,
blah.
Legend, untouchable, dedicated, passionate, disciplined, successful. Okay. Those are all gone.
Star Child.
Star Child is the number one answer.
Damn it, Joe. That was my number one answer.
We would also took frontman and showman on that one. So we've got two answers left. Joe, you got one strike. One word that describes Paul Stanley.
Father.
Show me father. Damn. That is strike number two.
How about musician?
There you go.
Show me a musician. That is strike number really? Three. Jody, you got a chance to steal. We're looking for the third and sixth answer to one word that describes Paul Stanley.
How many points are up here?
This one's, let's see, 74, 90. We're at 104 already on this one.
This is for 104 points. Okay.
Yeah, plus whatever if you get one of the ones. So, Jody, we're looking for an answer. Otherwise, Joan's going to get the points.
Artistic.
Oh.
Let me see artistic. Joe gets those points.
Ooh. Not all autistic, right. Boys.
Yeah.
Yay.
So the number, now, remember, this was a survey. The number six answer was, we would have took arrogant, conceited, or jerk.
Wow.
The number three answer, we would have took...
Who did you pull? Peter Chris?
And the number three answer, we would have took fragile, sensitive, or insecure.
Wow.
I get that. Fragile.
Yeah, but we love Paul Stanley, so...
Oh, man, he's the best.
All right.
What's
Jody's
the score?
Turn. The score is 104 to 82.
Damn, so now Joe's on top.
That's what she said.
But, Jody, point values are now triple.
Oh, shit.
Top four answers are on the board.
Okay.
Name a co-writer, non-KISS member, that comes to mind that helped craft KISS songs. Name a co-writer, non-KISS member, that comes to mind that helped craft KISS songs.
Bob Kulick.
Bob Kulick. That was not one of the top four answers.
Wow.
Joe.
Well, yeah, I guess he doesn't really... I fucked that question up because he didn't really write the shit. He just played on the stuff.
He wrote Except one for, song, Naked
well,
City.
Well, Naked
right?
City, yeah, yeah. But... I'm fucked that question up. Go ahead, Joe.
So, I'm going to go with Desmond Child.
Let me see Desmond Child. Ding, that was the number one answer. All right, so Joe, you get to pass or play.
I am going to... okay, hold on. Because this is a tough question. I'm sorry, I'm trying. This is really tough because there's strategery here.
Strategery.
Yes. I'm going to play.
All right. You got three strikes. We are looking for a co-writer, non-KISS member, that comes to mind that helped craft KISS songs.
Okay. It could be a KISS song, like Bob Kulick, but okay. Non-KISS member. I'm going to go with Bob Ezrin.
Let me see Bob Ezrin. Ding. That was the number two answer.
Okay. What if I can't remember names? Son of a gun.
Well, that's part of the thing.
Diane. Diane girl. Diane.
You mean Warren?
Diane Warren? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I meant.
The lady who wrote the Aerosmith songs, yeah, too, and a bunch of other ones?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see Diane Warren. Strike one.
Okay. So who's on the board right now?
There's two more left on the board, and you have one strike.
And we have Bob Ezrin.
And Desmond Child already done.
Bob Ezrin, Desmond Child. Man, Bob Ezrin should have been on the freaking board. Now, let me ask you this. Is it... what if they weren't in the band when they wrote, but then they were?
No one picked Vinny, dude.
Yeah, there's no Kiss members on
no
this
Kiss,
list.
No Tommy Thayer. No. Kiss Tom-
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Son of a gun. Is there a timer here?
you didn't just edit out the timer anyway.
No, I'm talking about you with like 5 seconds. I don't have any idea.
You don't want to take any more guesses? You got two strikes.
No, I'll give both my two strikes here because I can't think of anybody right now.
All right, so Jody, you got a chance to steal. Number 3 and 4 answers are on the board. Name a co-writer, non-Kiss member that comes to mind that helped craft Kiss songs.
Shit.
Adam Mitchell.
Let me see Adam Mitchell. That is incorrect, and really? Joe gets the point.
Damn. Who else?
Number 4 was Vinnie Poncia.
I was going to go Poncia next. But...
And number 3 was Sean Delaney.
God, how were these?
How many did he really help him write? He helped with Mr. Speed.
There's so much pressure. I can't take it.
Hey, I didn't say what to answer. I just took the survey.
All right, what's the score? Right.
So the score is 82 to Jody, 176 to Joe.
This is bogus.
And basically, this question is going to be our last question of the regular round. Point values are triple. Oh, it's on Joe to answer first. And whoever wins this most likely is going to win the game. The question is, which Kiss member, past or present, would you sleep with? Now, if it makes you feel better, you can say who your significant other would sleep with if it's important for you to keep your manhood. But which Kiss member, past or present, would you sleep with?
No, man, I don't mind sleeping with any of these guys. Let's see. past or present, I'm going to start with Paul Stanley.
Let me see Paul Stanley. Ding, number one answer.
Yes, this is
mine. All right, Joe, so play or pass?
I'm going to play.
All right, we got 3 answers left.
Okay, Tommy Thayer.
Let me see Tommy Thayer.
Wow.
Tommy, huh, Joe? Why, because of the big head?
No, I'm trying to think of what girls would be answering. Tommy's okay. Handsome dude. Look at his feathered hair, like Farrah Fawcett and shit.
I figure the girls would say Peter Criss, right?
Yes, maybe, but I'm going to go with Gene Simmons.
Let me see Gene Simmons. Ding, that is a number 3 answer. 2 left.
Well, fucking Vinnie Vincent's not on that list. I'm going to go Ace Frehley.
Let me see Ace Frehley.
What?
Wow.
Okay. Bruce Kulick?
Let me see Bruce Kulick.
What?
Strike 3. 2 answers left.
Damn, so
Jody,
I can win this,
you answer this.
There's only 2 answers left. You can obviously.
There's only 2 answers left.
And there's only 2 members left, isn't there?
Well, no one's digging up Mark.
Oh, shit.
But I think people might have said Eric Carr. Because you know he would try really hard.
Let me see Eric Carr. Ding, that was the number 4 answer.
Ah, yeah.
Jody
wins. Just watch out for those feathers, dude, you know?
I never win.
The number two answer was no one. Oh. Like, I literally got surveys back that said my significant other said no one. All well, right, let me, so,
yeah.
Jody, congratulations on winning.
Yeah, thank you.
We
got
have
lucky
got,
at the end there.
Yeah, we have got a fast money, and what we're going to do here is you guys are actually going to play together.
Okay.
And what you're playing for is the next time I see you guys, round of drinks are on me if you score 200 points.
Oh, okay. Shit. All right? Okay, so oh, do so I have to walk off first?
You're going first.
Jody is.
And yeah. Don't worry, all five questions are different for both
okay.
of you, so that's no problem.
So I can listen.
That's right.
All right, cool.
And all right. Are you going to put like an actual timer on or what?
30 seconds.
Oh,
we got 30 seconds since we're
Man,
on Skype.
I'm going to throw up.
Play. All right, so you got to think about it fast and say it. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Which KISS member, past or present, is most diva?
Paul.
Give me a city or venue the last KISS show will be played at.
MSG.
Name a song from the album Rock and Roll Over.
I Want You.
KISS breaks up in 1981. Paul becomes a blank.
Solo artist.
Name a song from the album Asylum.
Who Wants to Be Lonely?
All right. Good job, sir.
Wow, nice.
Those are all number one answers, Joe.
You might not even need me.
So, our first question was, which KISS member, past or present, is most diva? You said Paul. Survey said 30 points for Paul.
Man, I'm not even going to have Sonny's buying drinks.
And it was our number one answer.
Nice.
The next question was, give me a city or venue that the last KISS show will be played at. You said MSG. Survey said 15. The number one answer was actually New York City.
That's a venue?
Come on. Hey, I just take it like it comes.
That's what
she
said.
We asked you, name a song from the album Rock and Roll Over. You said, I Want You. Survey said 13. The number one answer was Mr. Speed.
Mr. Speed.
KISS breaks up in 1981. Paul becomes a blank. You said solo artist. That was the number one answer, and it was 22 points.
Nice.
Our last question was, name a song off the album Asylum. You said, Who Wants to Be Lonely? Survey said 11. The number one answer was Tears Are Falling, and they had double the points.
Wow.
So let's see. You got 58, 80. You got 91 points.
Okay. Almost halfway there.
Almost halfway.
Do this, Joe. You can do this.
I'm never going to do this. Joe. Have we not learned from this, like, the whole time that we've been here doing this show that when the pressure comes down, I don't know shit about KISS?
I got faith in you no matter what, buddy.
Thank you, my brother.
We need 109 points from you.
All right. I'm down.
30 seconds on the clock, so we ain't got all day. You ready?
Yeah, but, you know, his questions were easy. I would have loved those. Let's try these. Go.
All right. Who was or is the most important non-member of KISS?
Billicoin.
Name a song from the album Destroyer.
Detroit Rock City.
KISS breaks up in 1981. Gene becomes a blank.
Actor.
Who or what saved KISS in the early 80s?
Vinnie Vincent.
Name a song from Peter's solo album.
You Matter to Me.
All right. Good job, sir. Good job. Let's see how you did.
It was really hard for me to say Vinnie Vincent.
Dude, I was thinking, oh, no, not Vinnie.
All right. First question we had for you, who was or is the most important non-member of KISS? You said Billicoin. That was the number one answer at 32 points.
All right.
Nice.
We asked, name a song from the album Destroyer. Your answer was Detroit Rock City. That was the number one answer at 20 points.
Ooh.
We asked you, KISS breaks up in 1981. Gene becomes A. You said Actor. That was the number one answer at 34 points.
I almost said Pimp.
Killing it.
I almost said Pimp.
And nobody had said that.
Okay.
And I'm going to read some of these other answers for you after we get done here. We asked, what or who saved KISS in the early 80s? You said Vinnie Vincent. Vinnie Vincent Survey said 11 points. Paul Stanley was the number one answer.
Wow.
Not taking the makeup off.
That was up there. That was the second highest.
Gotcha.
We asked you, name a song from Peter's solo album. You said, You Matter to Me. Survey said 8 points.
Oh, no, we didn't.
The number one answer was Hooked on Rock and Roll. Damn. All right. Yeah, this up here real quick.
Yeah, so we got one more to find out if we win, right?
No, that's
it. This is it.
That's it.
Oh.
You scored 105 points, which gave you guys 196, and you lose.
4 points.
All you had to say was Hooked on Rock and Roll.
Hooked on Rock
and
Roll.
Or Tossing and Turning, you would have won.
Wow.
Son of a gun. Well,
So, just as some of the fun ones, Diva, it was Paul. This is the order it came in. Paul, Vinny, Peter, Gene. Last Kiss show was New York City, MSG, and everything else was kind of sparse. We already talked about the songs. Paul Becomes A, solo act was number one. The other stuff that was on there was artist, Broadway star, chef, talk show host, motivational speaker, porn star, producer, singer in other bands, songwriter. Most important non-members, Bella Coyne, Shaun Delaney, Neil Bogart, Steve Cornell, Doc McGee, so the usual suspects. Gene Becomes A, actor was number one, bassist for hire, business Hollywood exec, investment banker, manager, public speaker, talk show host, TV producer. Selling infomercials was one of them.
That's awesome.
What Saved Kiss? You said Vinnie Vincent. Paul was number one. Makeup Off was number two. Then it was a mixture of Creatures, LP, Eric Carr, Hair Metal, Lick It Up single, Michael James Jackson, and Vinnie Vincent and Paul. So a lot of great answers.
Wow. Yeah, super cool. Well, thank you guys very much for doing these surveys for us. We appreciate it. Man, we've got enough for a few different shows.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we got enough for at least two more episodes.
It's pretty fun.
Totally awesome.
I think you should shout out all the people who did it. You got a list?
I got the list right here.
Let's go.
All right, so here we go. Aaron Camaro, Adam Davis, Alan Tate, Andrew Scambotti, BB from the Potter Than Hell podcast, Bill Algie, Bill Elam, Brad Rustoven, Brent, Brian Speck, Buddy Baker, Kalen Provo, Chris Sinzak, Christopher Goh, Corey Nolan, Daniela Carr, Danny Pooney, David Cathy, Dean Ditchdoff, Dennis Talbot, Eddie Helms, Eladio, Eric Alberti, Ethan Lowe, Gary Capoletti, George Balderon, Grayson Gallegos, Greg Johnson, Jared Frank, Javier Boster, Jay Zabluski, Jeff from Twitter, Joe Mantel, Joe Teresi, John Clark, Ken Buxar, Mark Vollmering, Marcus Kelly, Matt Porter, I did it, of course, Mike Brunn, Mike Williams, Nick Chavez, Peter Button, Peter Cessary, Steve Eric, Steve Wright, Steve Playball66 from Twitter, Stephen Michael, Stevie Flythe, Tom Gigliotti, Tony Smith, Wade Lucas, and Zeus from Shout It Out Loudcast.
Man.
What a great group of people, man.
Yes, thank you very much. We totally appreciate that. We'll make sure that we do some more shows. And, yeah, that's kind of fun. That's what you get here at Podcast Rock City. We're not just going to sit around and talk about why Paul Stanley thinks that Peter Chris is miserable. We're going to have some fun. That was the news story I didn't talk about this week because I was like, I don't really care. I'm over that. We're at the end of the road. It's time to have some fun. Well, wow, well, this was a lot of fun. Hey, Jody, look at that. You lost because of me. You won.
4 points.
You won and you lost.
Or if you would have said Paul instead of Vinny Saving Kiss, or Tossing and Turning instead of You Matter to Me. Let's see, which one? What other one could have helped you? Or Tears of Falling versus Who Wants to Be Lonely, or Mr. Speed versus I Want You, you would have won.
Wow.
One little...
I almost went Mr. Speed because I know that's your favorite and it's one of mine too, but I just thought people would say I Want You.
Yep.
It's the first song.
First song. That's how I thought too. Okay, well, thank you guys very much for listening. Don't forget, Sonny and I will be in Indianapolis this week. I'm so excited. I get to meet Tommy Thayer and have him sign my box set, man. He's one of the last ones. I've got all original members. I guess I've got. I guess I have everybody, right? Don't I, guys? I have everybody.
And Eric. Then some.
And then Eric.
Eric Singer.
Carr.
Well, no. Yeah, I can't get Eric Carr, unfortunately. But it would be nice to be able for that to happen. Yeah, but I think Tommy Thayer is my last one, unless I want to get producers or somebody like that. So, and I have a few of those. So, see you guys this week. Sonny, I'll see you in a few days. We'll discuss what we're going to do for this weekend show, I guess, after we hang up right here. You guys, Joe, do you have anything to add?
No, man. I wish I was going to meet with you guys again this year, but I just can't do it. Have a blast, man. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening.
Absolutely. Sonny.
This survey thing was outrageous. First of all, I want to thank everybody for participating. And it's amazing because nobody saw each other's answers. And to see one KISS fan's answers and then to see the next KISS fans, some were complete opposites. Some looked like verbatim the exact same. It was so weird, but so great to do.
Absolutely. You know what I'm going to say? First, thank you guys for doing this. Thank you guys for listening every week. We totally appreciate it. There's a reason why KISS fans are so awesome and PRC fans are so amazing. It's because we're more of a family than any other band's fans, as far as I'm concerned. I love you guys. You know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love KISS podcasts. You're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we listen to right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Peace.
The best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
KISS!
It's your place for all things KISS and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room's a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.